Clicks, 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 they'll do anything to get a few. Tick, 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 that's the sound before my head explodes. Quick, 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 look at you up on your pedestals. Quick, 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 hear the critics come, it's time to go. I read your article, it kinda hurt me. I don't know who hired you or what your friends say in your circle, but the fact that you released it tells me two things are for certain. They get paid for trashing people, I get paid cause I stay working. Drop the search and they emerge up out of nowhere to the surface. Just a peek behind the curtain, throwing salt at all my burdens. I'm aware I shouldn't give this my attention. Life's a journey, I should just stay on my path and learn to laugh. You think they heard me? Ears are burning, put them out. Quiet, quiet, look around. Why don't they find someone way more interesting to write about? Us, we're kinda boring, aren't we? All we do is whine and pout. It's confusing, so amusing how I argue with myself. Hello.
Welcome, everybody, to the Cup with Gup podcast. Tuesday tidbits. Gup here, as always. We are on RBC Heritage Week, and should be a great week. A lot going on. Not much of the hangover feel, I don't think. We got a solid field. Lot to talk about, a lot of strategy. Do you fade up top? You know, are there some chalk in the 6K more than usual? Tons going on here, so we'll get right into it. As always, use the code SMASH. Get 20% off any package, and that now includes a 7-day free trial. Go check it out all you want. Don't like us in that 7-day, you can cancel. No charge at all to your account. Big shout out to GC sub member Aaron O'Hara. I think that's how you say it. He took second in the $10 Millie Maker last week for $150K. That is the second week in a row we've had a back-to-back winner, or second week in a row we've had a 100K plus winner in the community. That's awesome. He sent me a message Sunday night. Very appreciative of the support there. Last week, I'll start doing the betting review on this pod because Mondays I got so much going on prepping for the new week. Went 8-6-4 in matchups for 3.7 units of profit. The outright slash props ended up 4.45 units of profit for a total of 8.15 on the week, which is an outstanding week, especially in a major, which also included my 15th tourney winner or first round leader winning ticket on the season, which is a record for me. And we are just in April, so we're going to ride the heater and keep that going. As always, fill up the listener league for us. $1,000 the first, flat payouts, limited rake. If you're listening to this pod and you finish in the top three, send me a DM. You get a free $50 GC swag merchandise credit. I only talk about it on the pods. So if you happen to get top three, you have to send me the message, though, because I can't go track you guys down based on your DK name. It's easier for you to just reach out to me. Say, hey, I finished first, second, third at this tournament. If you finish in the Masters first, second, third, send me a DM. I'll get you the credit. You can use Smash 20, get 20% off any merchandise in the store if you'd like to go pick up some gear on top of that as well. YouTube comment winners tomorrow, as always, on the Wednesday Movers and Shakers. So if you left a comment on the Smash Factor or on this one I want to hear who's your favorite player 9K or above to miss the cut. I'll pick a couple winners based on the number of comments off of yesterday's Smash and today's Tuesday tidbits. Appreciate that. We'll get straight to the tidbits. My goal for this is just kind of that format I just gave you, and then a little 5 to 10 minute most where I'm at after I've done the deep dive, taking my first gather at ownership, all that kind of stuff. Get us prepped up for Wednesday on our movers and shakers, E9 and stuff like that. Some trending high guys, pretty, you know, we knew Webb's going to be the chalkiest guy on this slate. Not even a question. He will be number one, highest owned. Answer is getting some, he's going to be up there, some love. He'll be in the top 5-7 for sure. Chris Kirk getting some love, which kind of sucks because I really liked him. Doesn't mean I'm off of him, but I do like him. But he is going to be up there, I think, top 10 in ownership. Michael Thompson's a guy that I mentioned Monday on the pod that I didn't expect to get as much love, but obviously a lot of people using the same kind of information we are, and his history here is just great. You know, missed cut, 42nd, 10th, and 8th. I was a guest on Travis Fulton's pod, and I talked about that there. He's trending the right way at this course. He's playing good. He putts great on Bermuda. He's not going to be like 20% or nothing, but for where you thought, I thought he'd be like a 5% sleeper on the week. He's going to be trending much closer to 8 to 12% probably. I don't see him much higher than that. Could flirt with like a 15%, but I doubt it. But he is trending up there. Doug Gim seems to be the chalk of the week in the 6K. May just bet him and fade that. I like him, but I'm not. I don't know if I want to play a 13, 14 for 15% own Doug Gim this week when there's plenty of options, which I'll get into several, to pivot off that spot. Do like him a lot, but, you know, he's never played this course, so that's one negative. Coming in with good but not great form. Stats are good but not great. So there's enough there that I can pivot off of it. We'll get more into that tomorrow, especially as we head towards E9. Potential sleepers low owned as of now. I like Ryan Moore, still like him. I think he's going to be sub 4%. Setting up well here. Great pivot off of Gim, both at $6,900. I like Redmond. Is it going to be a Redmond week? Maybe. Maybe Doc becomes the Doc of the week again. We saw enough at Valero, and I went back and looked at his stats there. Enough high side that coming here, we know he's got great ball striking. Putting can be a weakness, but here, if he can just get it on the greens more times than not, I think he would be a good play. Obviously, if he's missing a lot of greens, his around the green is what worries us. But 21st tier last year and a 50th in 2018, which 50th may not sound too great, but he's $6,800. At least he's played it in both kind of times of the year, so he's familiar with it. Enough to get me a little excited about a Doc week. We'll see. We'll see how tomorrow goes. He'll be sub 4% as well. Garnett. I like Garnett. This kind of flashing back. A couple of these guys I mentioned flashing back to the summer of 2018. But 2018, he got 42nd here. Missed the cut. 17th last year. 25th at Honda. He's 30th in my stats. He's going to be 2%. So we're talking about a GPP or MME flyer here. He's $6,400. But, you know, good low own, cheap MME guy that I think you could throw into some 20-plus lineup builds. Another one's Armour. Played just okay here, but he has a potential that if the putter heats up, you know, he could really go low. Never done anything great here, but he has made the cut a lot. His games, it is what it is. Like, this is his kind of track. Like, he's going, if he's going to show up anywhere, it's going to be at one of these. I think he's another one percenter. The last 3 years here, he's got a 55th, a 63rd, and a 74th. So nothing great, but man, if he could just catch lightning in a bottle type deal, this is a track that he can do all right at. And he is a better Bermuda putter than anywhere. So, again, 20 lineups, 50 lineups. I think one having 3% of them, 4% of them, that's a guy that I'll probably throw in those kind of builds. Guys I think are lower than they should be right now. Hadwin, being talked up a little bit, but I think he's going to be a 5 to 8% guy. I really like him as the last 25 hours have gone on. I don't play him a ton. But looking at his history even prior to last year being, a much softer course when they played it, pretty solid. At 7,100, just need to make a cut, give us upside. Last three tournaments, a 29th, an 8th, and a 23rd. I like Hadwin as a lower than should be. Sam Burns, a guy that I really wasn't playing a lot of because he was so popular. I think he's a sub 5% guy this week. He finished 9th here in 2019 when it was going to play, when it's playing a lot closer to what it is now this year. So he's a guy I don't mind taking a stab on at $7,400 at, let's call it 5% or less. That's a guy that may be in my MME flyer pool. And then JT Poston, he rates out well, not only here, but at comp courses. His last 2 years here, so two totally different setups. He finished 6th and 8th. So he likes it, fits his eye. I don't think he hits 10%. I think 8% may be a cap for him. And I really like that this week at $7,100. Weather and course setup for now, as we dived a little more, I definitely, from all people I have contact with, it's going to for sure play a lot more like 2019 than 2020. Firmer, not as much rain, which means I do less driver here because I don't want it rolling out on them. Last year it was softer in June. They were able to take the driver, not have to worry about it. So I think a lot more I would downgrade using 2020 data if you're looking at course history stuff. There is some potential rain Thursday afternoon. We're going to keep an eye on that. We could get some heat maps tomorrow, which are, a priority deal that I do, that I've always done when we have the weather coming up. And it helps us a lot. It's been big on weeks. Right now, I'm flirting with the AM PM stack. We'll see how the winds and weather and everything goes. It's not as strong. Not as strong, like I'm all in, but it's Tuesday afternoon. It's early. We'll see. I do like AM PM for now. Nothing I'm going all in on yet. That'll be a full call tomorrow as we get closer. If I need to build the heat maps, I certainly will. I've been putting them in with the final rankings if I felt it strong enough. Right now, it's just an edge. It's nothing I'm going all in on. You know, I hadn't eliminated anybody from my pool based on weather or anything like that. I want to get, you know, 20 to 24 hours worth of data in before I start doing anything like that. But I do think we potentially could have a weather stack there when it comes to Thursday and Friday. Reminder, use the code SMASH, 20% off any package. You get 7 days for free in that. It's a no-risk, all-reward package, if you will. Sign up, don't like us, cancel before the 7 days. You never get charged. I hope you guys have a blessed day, and I will see you tomorrow for Movers and Shakers Wednesday edition. Thank you.